Thanks, you two. It's a little bit rare, but also nice that we can talk in this way. Let's talk about the transgender bill. To you first, please, Marama. Māori, for the most part, unfazed by diversity. And we accept that people are going to be different in their approaches to life. How concerned or disappointed are you that a bill like this is surfacing amidst the cost of living, some call it a cost of survival crisis?
Te tuatahi, he taonga te takatāpui, eh? Just want to really mihi to our trans and rainbow people and their whānau and communities who love them and support them. It's a really first important point that I think we all need to be really clear on. He taonga te takatāpui. We know that this is, it's not just a distraction, this cruel, evil piece of legislation. It's cruel, evil targeting of people who have already been marginalised, people who are already targeted, people who are already struggling to just be who they are. And I think my final point on this, Dale, at least for this part, because I want to give my mate Rawiri some kōrero as well. How long, Dale, have women been told how we are supposed to dress, whether we are supposed to stay at home or have work, whether we are supposed to have children or not, what jobs we are supposed to be allowed to do, how we are supposed to act in public, how we are supposed to decide on our lives, whether we're to be married or not, who we're supposed to love, who we're not supposed to love. How long have men and the patriarchy tried to impose definitions on who we are, what we should do with our lives, what decisions we should make so that we can be validated? For hundreds and hundreds of years, Dale, the patriarchy has tried to impose their definitions on us. This is just another part of the patriarchy and of colonisation, imposing strict definitions on who we are as wahine, and it absolutely is not going to ensure that our whānau are housed. It is not about making sure our whānau have enough income and what they need to live good lives. It certainly is not helping women, especially when this government has removed pay equity claims from hundreds of thousands of women, is not wanting to fund the violence prevention and specialist sexual violence rape services, for example, in Wellington. This is not about helping women, Dale. This is about this government trying to distract away from the real harm that their legislation has been causing to our people, and also targeting in a very evil way a group of people who are taonga, who are just trying to be who they are and get on with their lives.
Tēnā koe, and thank you. Hea ho whakaro e te rangatira e Rawiri.
Oh, I just want to tautoko Marama's kōrero. I think she's covered it up really, really well. And she's absolutely right. The impacts of colonisation on the way we see our communities, you know, is something that has affected our people, and we're having to re-educate ourselves on, in actual fact, what our own worldview is on how we see our communities. And he taonga, ngā tāngata katoa. You know, I come from a hāhi that in its first three lines, whakaro pai ki ngā tāngata katoa. It's not whakaro pai to then start to group them into the groups. They're just communities are communities. And even in my language, you know, as a real speaking, you know, first language, as a first language for myself and in my community, we didn't have that type of language in our psyche. So, you know, and I've said it in Parliament before, is that our reo is non-binary. You know, ko au, ko koe, ko ia, ko tāua, ko tātou, ko māua, ko rātou, ko tātou. And so I find it difficult to even fathom the way this particular government and that patriarchy that Marama, I absolutely support that. You know, my first influence in my life, first of all, is your mother, my grandmother. I lived with my Auntie June in Auckland for 20 plus years. I didn't stand a chance to have some kind of patriarchy whakaro. I was brought up in the, you know, I was brought up in the Māori Women's Welfare League. Most of my life, you know, we had a Māori queen. You know, and so if I even look at our party, majority of our MPs are he wahine. You know, the co-leadership, and I just love the kōrero that Marama shared today regards to ensuring that there's balance, ensuring that you know, we think of this as community. I just don't get it, but I do get their politics. And what they're doing is dog whistling politics to suit their their older Pākehā votership. I don't care too much for their type of politics, but what I do care about is our communities, and I want to support the Māramas Kororo 100%. But from a Māori perspective, that none of those types of ideologies suit who we are as a people. Whakaaro pai ki ngā tāngata katoa, and we will continue to ensure that we advocate in that particular space, and our policies are built to ensure that all of our communities and all of our babies and all of our whānau are included, to ensure that they thrive in an Aotearoa that they deserve to thrive in.
Well, we celebrate difference, and we love people irrespective of how they carry themselves. Our arms are wide, our hearts are big, as tangata whenua. Rawiri, I understand I'm taking a bit more of your time than had intended, so if you need to go, then do. But I would like to get some thoughts. Amidst these assault on working class people and the loss of 9,000 jobs, there's also talk of the axing of the Ministry of the Environment. It's only been there since 86, giving policy advice to the government on Te Taiao. Another example of short-sightedness, many would think. I'll put that question first to you, and if you're still around, Rawiri, off the back of Marama's kōrero, Marama, what are you making of this, of the disestablishment potential of the Ministry of the Environment? Are they doing a decent enough job, and what are you reading into the intent behind these moves?
Oh, he tuki no, kia papatu anuku. We've seen that this entire term. We've seen new pattern of legislation that makes it easier to kill our native species, to kill kiwi, in the name of development. We've seen them open up our sacred lands and whenua that we should be protecting for mokopuna to come, open it up to mining and extractive industries for the benefit of the corporate mega wealthy. We've seen their track record. We know that they are all about profit over the lives of ordinary people just trying to survive. So we shouldn't be surprised, but we should be absolutely outraged, and we should be mobilised to get rid of them, not just get rid of them, put in place a government that properly upholds te tiriti. Because te tiriti, and this is why, Dale, they're so targeting te tiriti, because te tiriti is also a protection against corporate exploitation. So we know what this is about. We know what the agenda is. They want to desecrate and ruin our living systems for the few, for the benefit of the few, and leave the mess for the many and for people who do not have the wealth and the power and the resource. So there should be no surprise, but again, let's use it as a way to mobilise our people to understand our collective power can not just get rid of them, but actually put in place a government that truly upholds te tiriti.
Well, the assault continues. 9,000 jobs. Now, what happens to these people? It's not as if they can walk out and grab a job elsewhere. It just almost feels as though we're forcing our good people from NZ offshore to Australia. Off the back of already a huge loss of jobs in the public service. Your thoughts here, please.
I just want to pick up what Rawiri was saying just before I came on, where he was highlighting the impact that unemployment has on Māori and Pacific people. So while this government has overseen the highest unemployment rate over a decade, who is actually bearing the biggest brunt of that burden of unemployment? Māori, Pacific people, and young people particularly, and especially Māori and Pacific young people. And as a subset of that group, wahine Māori. Wahine Māori particularly have been bearing the burden of unemployment. So this government likes to make more and more and more and more and more people unemployed. And of course it's driving our people offshore, when instead we can be investing in jobs, which is what the Greens released a jobs plan a couple of years ago, where it said we can actually invest in jobs for our people to build the things that our communities need, whether it's housing, protecting our waterways, clean energy and solar panels all around our motu. We could actually invest and create tens of thousands of jobs. Our plan created, for a start, 40,000 plus jobs. This government is intent on making more and more and more and more people unemployed. We shouldn't be surprised that people are being driven to other lands to look for an ability to just live some life. But instead, we have the solutions, we have enough resource, we can instead tap into the resource of the super wealthy and ensure that we redistribute that and invest in jobs for our people and communities.
Great talking with you, Madam. Always busy across the weekend. Anything interesting on your agenda across the weekend, sis?
Oh, I just want to celebrate that my members' bill was drawn yesterday, and so was Lan Farm, another incredible Green MP. My members' bill is to ensure that rangatahi, who are, quote, leaving the care of orangatamariki, are ensured to have housing, safe, quality housing. And you would think that we wouldn't need a law for that, but unfortunately, growing youth homelessness, and especially for Pasifika and Māori rangatahi, is an absolute shame on this country, and it has increased over the term of this government. This government has removed the assistance for emergency housing, has made it harder for people to seek support with housing, and it is leaving more and more and more of our young people in absolute strife. And when young people are homeless, they have more of a chance, unfortunately, of living really challenging lives. So my bill makes it unlawful for oranga tamariki to leave young people from their care without housing and housing support. And then Land Farm's bill yesterday was also came out of the biscuit tin, and that is to ensure that there is no new mining on conservation land. So once again, I'm proud of the Green Party showing our solutions take care of people and planet, and we literally had those two bills drawn out. So we will be looking to campaign and draw support from the other political parties and from the communities for our bills.
Well, let's hope they get cross-party support. I mean, crikey, those kids coming out of care have already had the toughest of lives. Surely there wouldn't be opponents to a bill that proposes or guarantees safe quality housing once they leave that situation. I'd be offended if people stood up against it. Thanks, Marama, for your time, and the best to you and yours for the weekend. How's Papa doing? I haven't heard much of late.
Oh, he's really good. If any of our people anywhere out near sort of St Heliers and Kohimarama area might see him every single day. He goes on his walkabout. He goes on. That's his mana motuhake because he's unable to drive any further, any longer. So if you see him out and about, say hello. He loves bumping into anyone and having a kōrero, and yeah, he's doing really well. Thank you for asking.
Tēnā koe, pass my love on. I used to catch up with him at the netball Thursday nights, you know, over at GI there. So yeah, pass on my regards to your dad.
Lovely. I will. Thank Ngā you. Ngā mihi.
Thanks.
Kia ora tau.
Thanks so much, Marama. Of course, you're aware that we're talking of Rāwhiri Paratini. He's been such a wonderful contributor to our creative sector across the years.